Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Prophetess Sherita Furlow, Great Awakening Christian Radio, and today we have a special guest with us today, a live interview with Epic Mike. Epic Mike, are you on? Epic Mike, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. So, yes, we have a special guest today. And, again, this is Great Awakening Christian Radio, and I have a Christian artist, rap artist, all with us. Y'all already know, here at Great Awakening Christian Radio, we represent independent artists and Christian artists around the world. So I am excited to talk to you today, Epic, because I have heard a lot of your music. We're going to get into that. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to spend time with us, and we appreciate you. So how are you doing today?
Thank you guys for having me. I'm doing pretty good, man. Just excited to get on the radio with you guys and just get a chance to talk to you a little bit and, you know, just go through the interview process and just share some things, you know, about myself and the music and a lot of great things going on right now.
Now, it's breaking up a little bit. Is it breaking up on your end as well?
No, it's kind of it sounds pretty good on my end. Let me move location.
Hopefully, during the airing, it doesn't go through. But I have some questions for you that we have set up. So tell us a little bit about who you are and where you're from.
My name is Michael Rowe. Of course, go by the artist name Epic Mike. I'm out of Galveston, Texas.
Okay.
Currently, I live in Seabrook, Texas. It took a while to get back to this area. I'm active duty military, so I work for the U.S. Coast Guard as well. Spent the last 4 years in Hawaii. Yeah, man, so there's been a lot going on. Did a lot of moving around. I got a wife, three kids, and just made it back to my hometown area. So it's been a blessing, man. It's been a lot going on.
Oh, wow, oh, wow. So I understand that you're very gifted in Christian rap. How did, tell us about all of our listeners, how did you get involved in rapping?
Man, I've been rapping pretty much all my life. Ever since like my freshman year in high school, a little bit before then as well. So it's just always been a part of what I do. You know, I wasn't the best student in school, so, you know, I doodle a little bit, you know, write some lyrics here or there, and it just kind of kind of progressed through time and started getting serious with it when I actually joined the Navy. Ended up in a rap group in the Navy, doing a little bit of secular music at the time, and we were doing well. We were just getting the buzz, you know, and getting a lot of things moving, and that's when the Lord just kind of touched me and kind of broke up that little group just because I couldn't be in agreement, you know, with what we were saying at the time and that kind of stuff. And ended up throwing me into a couple of youth groups and stuff and had an opportunity to start hearing their hearts, man, and start making music for them.
Oh, wow. Now, I want to jump right into this because there's a hit that you have put out, and I don't know if you – I know you do good music, otherwise you wouldn't be on here, but there's one of the songs that really caught my attention. That's Rain On Me, Rain On Me. And the way you deliver your rap and your delivery, it was very powerful. Not only the lyrics, but the chorus. Tell us how you guys collaborated with this your song, Rain On Me.
Actually, when I moved back to Texas, I did most of my recording in Hawaii, and I still needed a couple of tracks to finish up the album. And so I had joined a church here, One Life, out here in Texas, and they had a really powerful, you know, praise and worship team. And I'm just sitting there. This is the first time I'm praising with them, you know, in worship. And I'm just hearing what the Lord is doing through them. I was like, man, I got to have a song with these guys, you know. So got a chance to talk to them a little bit and do some collaboration with them. The Lord blessed me to be able to, you know, write their parts, my parts, and be able to just get them in the studio. And I was just excited they were willing to work with me. And we shot a video for it.
Y'all killed that. okay. Y'all killed it.
It's been well received. I mean, it's been a blessing. It wasn't my lead off single. I didn't know exactly how it would be received and everything, but I know it was really close to me, you know, close to my heart, the lyrics that were in it. You know, I knew that they were real lyrics, you know what I'm saying? So just put it out there.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. When I first heard the song, you guys sent it to the and I'm telling you, I was like listening to our, you know, because of course I'm our number one fan here at GAB Radio. So I listen on, even when I'm at work on my regular job, you know, I'm listening to GAB Radio. When your song come on, it's actually in our top, you know, in our system. Like, it constantly plays through the main rotation. So we actually, then it was another song that you guys sent us. It's very powerful as well. But this Rain On Me, I actually was having a bad day. And that song, literally, I can literally just, it's a beautiful song, and we're just gonna leave it at that because we're gonna play that song next after this interview, because I want everybody to know that Rain On Me is a powerful, effective song. Okay, so tell us how you deal with like the negative critics concerning Christian rap music.
Honestly, man, I just try to continue to love them. You know, I try to keep putting out a product that, you know, if they actually take the time to listen to the music, to get into the lyrics. I don't feel like there's one song that I put out there, honestly, that if they actually take the time to dissect it, they could do whatever they want to do to it. I don't think they would come to the conclusion that I'm not genuinely trying to serve the Lord through my music and the message that I'm putting out there. And so I just try to keep myself, you know, in line with what the Lord is doing. I'm like, however you want to criticize or judge that, you can, because I feel like I'm doing it in a manner that's right before God. And honestly, if I could add, that's how I came up with my rap name, Epic Mike. So it's not talking about me being such a great rapper. I'm actually calling God.
Right.
Epic, and I'm calling myself his microphone.
Wow.
Kind of put that together, and I'm just like, whatever the Lord pours into me, I'm trying to put it out there and pour it into you. So it's really – just talking about me trying to speak what he puts into me and, you know, and to share that with the people.
Right. Wow. Now it sounds very clean. Your rap, I mean, the words, of course, because it's Christian rap, is clean, but just your presentation, it sounds pure. Like it's from a pure heart, a pure spirit. So we definitely enjoy your music. Now, what words of inspiration would you give other gospel artists who may be feeling disencouraged in their music career?
I think, and I have to tell myself this all the time, it's like, just try to find out what God's success for you looks like, you know, in your music ministry. Because, you know, he don't put us all on the same platform. You know, some people who want to kind of shy away from a bigger platform, the Lord may be calling them up to a higher place. You know, and those whose ministry is supposed to be something that's intimate, you know,
right,
that's shared at their church and their communities and that kind of stuff. You know, if you don't ever break out of that place, just understand that that's what God has for you. You know, just keep your hand to the plow, keep doing what, you know, serving in that
exactly.
lane, you know, that he gives you, and find peace and find joy, you know, in whatever portion he gives you, you know, with your ministry. And I think that's the best I can share with people, because I had to do that with myself. Like, all right, Lord, I know what the world says success is. You know, if I don't make
exactly.
it to there, you know, where is my joy, you know, in what I'm doing and what I get accomplished? And I'm like, if I could just touch one life, man, it just is what it is, you know, and I'm sure that's a success
exactly.
for the Lord, you know. Yeah.
I guess that leads me to my next question, is like, how are you able to stay focused on your music career in a world of so much temptation, you know, stepping, you know, because I know you mentioned that you sung the regular gospel, I mean, you know, a regular rap. So how are you able to stay on that narrow path?
I mean, you really have to have a team, man. I have a really good support group, you know, my wife first, Yolanda, and my kids, you know, they're there
Amen.
For me, you know, holding me to some accountability. I have a really powerful team with One Nation Under God Records and my manager, Brian Irby. Those guys really
awesome.
Look after me, man. They pray for me, you know. We talk daily, and it's not just us. It's like that whole One Nation family. We have, like, our little in-house, you know, instant message community, where it's like, hey, we're sharing messages, we're sharing scriptures, we're praying for one another, we're encouraging each other. And that type of accountability and interaction, you know, it just kind of helps you stay focused. So it's like, don't lose your focus. And those temptations, you know, they won't be able to just kind of overtake you if you just stay, you know, mission-oriented, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, if you had the opportunity, because, you know, I don't care how good you are in rapping or whatever your thing you do, you're always going to have somebody you look up to and inspired by. So if you had one opportunity to collaborate with one of your favorite gospel rap artists, who would it be and why?
I'm going to answer that honestly. None of my favorite artists are none of my favorite artists are mainstream artists, you know, Christian or secular, man. It's
okay.
You know, getting a chance to be in this indie community, like, you see the hard work they put in, you see the sacrifices they make, you know, the story
right.
behind their music, man, and how hard they're pushing. And it's like, I'm able to appreciate that because I get a chance to see it up close and personal, you know what I'm saying, and all this kind of stuff. So saying all that, I actually already work with the artist I've been wanting to work with all my life.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. His name is Anthony Simmons, man, and he's out of my hometown. And I'm being perfectly honest. This guy, you could put him on a stage with anybody, and the power of his music comes across. I had a chance to work with him. I hadn't released that song yet because the momentum that
yeah.
kind of that the album is doing right now has been kind of hard to disrupt that right now. But, yeah, that song's coming out next. That's going to be probably my next single. So it's just it's on deck, and it's
awesome.
Ready to get out there. But that was a pleasure to work with him.
Gospel Rap, you got to tell us now, because we're here to get to know you, all right? So you got to tell us, what are some of your other talents or gifts that God has given you that you're good at?
Oh, man, I'm getting used in all kind of different ways right now, which is a blessing. I think I'm just a writer in general, you know, first of all. It's music. I've written a book. I never got it published. I've written a screenplay. Never really tried to get it out there. I just really got involved with video editing, you know, shooting videos and a lot of the things that it took to be a indie artist. It feels like the Lord is letting me try to use that to help other artists right now. and I'm actually working with with One Nation Under God Records, and I have an affiliate company that I'm starting with those guys and getting into management, getting into just sharing the networking stuff that I had available to me with other artists and stuff. So that's pretty much where my heart is. I'm just trying to be a blessing to as many people as I can be.
Awesome. Now, Epic, you know we ain't going to let you go without spitting a rhyme. You already know.
Okay.
So hit us a few verses.
All right,
A few bars.
All right. Here we go. Lifelong dreams of happiness.
Don't choke up.
Splash in my mind. But nightmares are born from dreams. It's just a fraction of time. Because in the cloud of sleep, emotions all get hard to define. But the sun is coming back. It's just a matter of time. Because he's the hope of the world. Truth and the life. The way to the Father. From my belly flow rivers of living water. He's the reason I sing. Reason I breathe. The Lord and my King. Jesus Christ high above everything. That's a little something.
Hey. That's awesome. You have a great presence about you. So you're a likable guy. So I'm pretty sure you're going to do awesome out there. It's just going to, I believe God has some awesome plans for you. Can you tell us, because we got listeners, DAB Radio, and they're listening. So can you tell us how we can book you for events?
Oh, man, for sure. I'd be happy to do that. They could book me right through my website. All the music is there to preview as well. All the lyrics at epicmike-music.com. They can also call my manager directly, Brian Irby, at 706-386-6932. Or they could reach me through the One Nation Under God website. I could be booked through that way as well. They could hit me any kind of way. We would try to get back to them.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I definitely apologize for any technical difficulties, but we appreciate you. You guys, you know, we're playing your music. We're supporting you guys. We're here. And that was Epic Mike, y'all. Y'all heard him. Get them booked. I'm telling you. GAB Radio, Great Awakening Christian Radio. Keep it locked. Up next, we have Rain On Me by Epic.
Yeah.